This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We cover a lot of different topics of interest around Douglas County every day. At this time, thanks for listening. Today, we talk about the Fish Food Pantry of Roseburg. We've talked about that organization many times over the last number of years. And today, we are doing so because Fish has a new executive director, Jen Rita is in with us. Jen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So talk us about yourself a little bit. What's your background? What kind of things have you done in life?
So I am the product of very young parents, grew up using food pantries. They always instilled a sense of volunteerism in me. So I've been volunteering with different organizations my entire life. My background is art and art education, but I have an extensive background in almost every field of nonprofit. It's just this is the first time I'm getting paid for it.
Wow. So have you lived in the area very long?
No, we moved here in May. I am from St. Louis.
Wow. That's a big jump.
Yes.
So what brought you to Roseburg?
My husband grew up coming here visiting family. He grew up in California. And this is just where we've decided that he's going to retire.
Wow. So how do you like it so far?
I love it. Everybody has been so welcoming. And I love it. It's got a Midwest feel. We spent the last 2 years in California. And I feel like I'm back in the Midwest up here.
Wow. Well, neat. Well, I'm glad that it worked out for you to come here. How did you get interested in this position when it came open?
I go to church with some of the members of the board. And I had been looking for a nonprofit position, and they announced it, and I went with them, and I said I would be happy to put it on a couple groups that I was in, and they asked if I was interested, and it was kind of just a dropped in my lap kind of thing. But like I said, I grew up using food pantries. There were lots of times that we would not have survived without them, and so this is something that is near and dear to my heart.
Wow. And that gives you kind of a unique perspective about running it.
It absolutely does. I understand the clients that are coming in, and I have a compassion for them. And seeing the shelves when they're stocked just makes my little heart happy.
So when did you begin work?
November 4th was my first day.
So about 5 weeks in, how's it going so far?
It's going fabulous. I just did my first green bag project, the Roseburg Food Project, and we took in over 14,000 pounds of food, and the excitement of the day was phenomenal.
Had you ever seen that happen before?
No, this was my first big intake. It was amazing.
And how many volunteers does it take to pull that off?
We have over 100 donors. We've got over 40 neighborhood coordinators who coordinate picking up the green bags and then bringing them in. And then day to day, we have over 70 volunteers throughout the week. It takes a lot of people.
So talk about the impact you feel like Fish has in this area. I mean, you've been here a short period of time. You've just started work, but what can you tell so far?
The impact is so great. Growing up at a food pantry, we would go in and they would hand us a box and we'd leave. Here, they get to be a part of the process. They get to come in and they get to pick their items from different categories. And I think that gives them a little bit of pride. It would give me a little bit of pride in getting to actually pick what I'm going to be able to feed my family. And just seeing the faces of the people that are coming in when they realize that we have certain items there is just, it takes your breath away.
And the ability to pick there sounds like a big deal, because honestly, there are things in a box of food that you would be giving out. Somebody might look at that and go, oh my gosh, I hate that.
Yeah, I really feel like on one hand, it eliminates food waste. And the food's going to people who are actually going to use it this way. But also you're getting to choose maybe between three items on one section. And so you're going to get something that you like more likely than if we just put items in a box and handed it to you.
So what was your first week like? What, you walk in, you open the door, what happened then?
It was a little crazy. Cause I'd worked at a couple food pantries, but they again were the one type where we put the food together and we hand it out to you. So getting to shop alongside some of the clients, getting to meet all the volunteers who have just welcomed me with open arms. It just felt like a family right away.
And talk about the facility you operate in.
The facility is beautiful. It's a beautiful facility. It's got storage space. We've got a walk-in freezer, walk-in cooler. It's like a little grocery store.
And pretty good size, too.
It is. It's amazing to, coming from the world of food pantries, it's amazing to see what they've built.
And are you surprised to see how quick the food comes and goes?
Very surprised. My first week there, they had had a lot of food in, and by the time I came back, when I first went to visit before I was hired, they had a lot of food come in, and then when I came back just 2 weeks later, the shelves were empty.
And that has to make you nervous when you're about ready to start working.
Very nervous. But I also see the generosity of this community and the amount of donations that we take in on a daily basis.
And aside from the Green Bag Project, which I know is a really big deal, do people just sort of randomly bring food in? Or what's it been like since you started?
Every day that I've been there, people have brought in donations of food. So it's I know it's Christmas time. I'm hoping that continues all throughout the year. But it has been substantial amounts of food daily brought in when we're open.
You know, it's worth noting, I've been told over the years that sometimes, whether it's Fish or other similar organizations in helping the community in this way, that sometimes you do. You pick up extra donations during the holidays because people are feeling extra generous. And then January and February come and some of that drops off.
Yes. And the Green Bag Project brings in a lot of food. And with the amount of people that are now coming in, that food used to last us the full 2 months. We do the Green Bag Project every 2 months. It used to last them a full 2 months from what I've been told. And now it's getting us through maybe a month.
So I understand the request for service this past several months has been going up a lot.
It has gone up drastically. The week before Thanksgiving, we had a record amount of people come in.
Now, were you able to give out turkeys as well?
Yes, we got some grants, and our board approved also for us to use some of our funds to make sure that everybody who came in got either a turkey or a ham and a 2-pound block of cheese.
And for some people, being able to provide for their families, a traditional, in some sense, holiday meal probably meant a lot.
It meant a lot. I've had several people cry and give me hugs, and our volunteers have gotten lots of hugs.
Now, are you the only staff person?
No, we have an office manager and we have a warehouse person.
That's still a small amount of people in there to
yes.
do all that.
Yes, which is why we rely so heavily on our very loved volunteers.
And what are some of the things that they do?
They man each station to help people shop. They load, they stock, they go out and get deliveries. They do intake, they organize, they clean.
Now, do you have volunteers that are there more than once a week?
Absolutely. I've got one volunteer who's there 3 days a week.
Wow, that's going to make a big difference.
It does. I love seeing her face in the morning.
I'll bet you do. We're going to take a break. More when we come back. Jen Rita, the new executive director of the Fish Food Pantry in Roseburg, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. It is 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Tomorrow we learn about an organization called Urban Rural Action. One of the Douglas County folks involved with that, part of a statewide and national effort will be in. That is on the program tomorrow. Later in the week, you'll meet the new executive director, CEO of the Ford Family Foundation. So look for that later in the week. That will be on Friday. Talking about the Fish Food Pantry today, new executive director, Jen Rita, just getting her feet wet and a lot of things going on. Now, you've got the volunteers. You talked about the importance of what they do. And how many did you say you have?
We have over 70 for our day-to-day operations, not at one time, but during the week.
And do you have some people that just help with the Green Bag Project then?
We do. We have neighborhood coordinators, and then we have the donors that donate the green bags. And then we had help from the Home Depot and from Jolene. National Honor Society had volunteers out to help us collect the green bags.
It's got to be quite a sight. I realize that you've got people coming in probably over a, what, 3 or 4 hour window?
Correct, yeah.
And so you're not getting hit all at once, but it probably keeps you pretty busy for quite a while.
Oh, it was very busy, and they've got it all set up. They know what they're doing. They've got cars come in, unload the bags, and then we put it in boxes. And
then you've got to kind of, you separate out food types, right?
Yes, correct. And we do that throughout the week. So we box everything up because everything that comes in is non-perishable. So we put it in boxes, and then we start on Monday going through each box and separating it into food categories.
So what are the funding streams that make Fish possible?
Personal donations and grants. We write a lot of applications for grants. And then the six churches that make up Fish give generously.
Now, you've just gotten started, but as you look around, are you already starting to work on some ideas of things that you would like to try that maybe hadn't been done yet?
I do. When we moved up here, I kind of fell in love with Thrive Umpqua and the Blue Zones Project, and they are coming in to do an assessment of the pantry and help us make sure that there are foods for every diet, whether it be gluten-free, lactose-free, keto, whatever diet somebody is on. We are also starting a cookbook lending library, and we're hoping to start having classes for healthy cooking.
You know, and a lot of people, I am not a cook. I can boil water. Thank you. But, you know, that's never been a skill set. There are certain things I can spice certain things really well and like what I do. But in terms of people that make complex dishes or things that involve more than one or two ingredients, I'm out of luck, which is why a lot of the places with takeout meals see me quite often for some of the healthy takeout options. But, I mean, to be able to, if you're with a tight budget, it makes even more sense to get the most out of the food that you're getting.
Right. And the cooking classes would focus on the food that we have at the pantry on a regular, consistent basis. That way the families that are coming in know how to prepare some of the foods that we have. Because not every family that's going to come in is going to know how to use the chickpeas in a dish or the lentils in a dish. So it's healthy alternatives using the items that we have in the pantry.
So here's a geeky food thing. I did not know until fairly recently that chickpeas were the same as garbanzo beans.
I learned that recently also.
And, I had seen with some of the healthier things I've tried to do diet-wise the last few years, chickpeas had come up a lot. I had spotted them at the store, but ones that were already kind of processed a bit, mm-hmm. They were still good and, you know, all that for a snack. But I noticed that I couldn't seem to find them anywhere. And then somebody said, oh, they're the same as garbanzo beans, and which now I am purchasing quite often. So that's amazing how some of these food items you don't know about and you're how old? I don't know. Anyway, that's a whole other program in itself. So as you look forward to the winter, what are your concerns about the pantry?
I just started, and we're getting a lot of donations, and I understand that it's Christmas time and donations are more readily available for us. I'm just hoping that as the need grows in the winter months of people needing food, that we continue to see the support from our community to get those food donations in.
Now, you talked about the churches that support it. You've got a board as well. What kind of role do they have?
The board plays a big role in the Fish Food Pantry. You see most of them volunteering throughout the week and at special projects. They're always there to lend a helping hand. Nis is our president, and he's been a great support as I've been getting acclimated to everything. And Penny is helping me learn as much as I can learn about grants and grant applications.
Yeah, and that's going to be, like you said, that's going to occupy a lot of time.
Yes, but it's fun.
And who else do you work with, other community organizations?
We work with UCAN and Feeding Umpqua. We're starting to work with UCC to help them, their food pantry. Their students can only visit once a semester. And we're starting to work with them, hopefully in the new year, with helping their students get to the pantry or getting boxes to their students of food.
And as I remember, there's a component with DoorDash, too,
yes,
right?
Yes. DoorDash is one of our partners. We're partnering with DoorDash. Within a 10-mile radius, we can do deliveries to folks who cannot get into the pantry for whatever reason. And we also work with homeless, unhoused outreach. Philip goes out in the community every week and takes food boxes.
So a lot to do there. Have you ever been overwhelmed yet so far?
Not yet. I told him in my interview, it takes a lot to scare me.
Well, it sounds like you have found something that you look forward to doing for a while.
I absolutely adore my job. I adore it. And I was just telling the board last night at our meeting that this is the best job I've ever had so far.
Wow. That's saying something. What's been the best part of what you've done so far the last few weeks?
I was just talking to my sister about this. It's the faces of the children that come in, because I was that child. And knowing that I'm helping them to be able to have good, nutritious food.
It's a big challenge, though, and certainly the funding aspect is one piece of it. Now, you talk about you access food from Feeding Umpqua, right?
Correct.
And is that like a set amount for a month, or does that vary, or how does that work?
It varies depending on what they get, because they're the big food bank, and they supply food to all of the pantries in the area, and we get a percentage of that food. I go online twice a week and kind of shop what they have available for us.
Yeah, that's an interesting development. I'd heard about that a while back, that everything is online now, so why not this too?
Correct. And it's made it easy to go in, and they've got pictures of everything that they have, and I click how many that we want, and our guys drive their trucks up there and pick it up.
Wow. A lot going on, and I know we'll talk more in the future. If people want to find out more about Fish, how do they get a hold of you guys there?
They can go to our website, which is thefishofroseburg.org. They can find us on Facebook. They can call our phone number at 541-672-5242, or they can email me at director@fishofroseburg.org.
All right, Jen Rita, new director of Fish, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.